Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Listen, we have a show for you like none other, and it's a carryover from last Saturday. Why does God not hear my prayers? The Global Vision for Living Today show has some information you don't want to miss. You've been missing all kinds of bad news this week, crazy news this week, news that doesn't do any one of us any good. But today, on the Global Vision for Living Today, we have something you don't want to miss. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in. Listen, why does God not hear my prayers? There is some answers. And we know that when we hear things and listen to things, they are two different things. What is the difference? Well, the Bible also says that Jesus Christ, Jesus, told the crowd, "Come unto me, all ye that are laden down, and I will give you rest." Was he calling the righteous only? What constitutes a person proclaiming to be righteous? Does that mean God cannot hear and help the lowly on their knees, crawling to him in prayer? Let's learn the basics from the word of God. There is no other name given under heaven by which any of us might be saved, cured, helped, brought out of disease. And we're going to hear why some of the prayers that many of us utter to get well, feel better, get a lot of money, get a brand new car, we're going to learn why God does not hear some of our prayers. We have Colonel Harrison with us today. Colonel Harrison, how are you doing on this Saturday, July 9th? How are you doing?
Good morning. Doing great, Dr. Cappuccino. Thank you so much for asking, and I hope all is well with you and the listening audience. Glad to be a part again.
Well, I sure hope so, too, because this information we're going to talk about is going to really be a great message for those that are struggling and nothing seems to be working for them. We have also Georgia Gregory. She's online. She's an administrator for many of our firms. Hi, Georgia. Ms. Gregory, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, doctor.
Okay. All right. Colonel Harrison, let's start this thing off. People are crying right now, wondering, what am I going to do? I done ran to God. I done tried to put my hand in his hand. I done laid on my knees, my face, and I done told him all about it, but nothing still is going right. What can we say? What can we start off talking about to give some of these people the right answer?
With regards to why God doesn't hear one's prayer, Dr. Cappuccino, it depends upon one's relationship with God. Once one gets to know who God is, that he's God, the creator, God Jehovah, the Psalm 83:18 God, that there's no other name greater than God given unto man and woman, then they get to know what God expects of them. God expects certain things of us. He expects us to live according to his plans. God has a plan for each and every person that's born, and we have to get to know who God is, seek him through prayer, find out what his plans are for our lives, and then we can align ourselves with him to do his will, and God will hear our prayers. The same with a parent praying for a baby child, the blessings over the child before the child goes to bedtime, before the child goes out to school, make sure that child is covered. That's the anointing and the spiritual covering that the parents places in and through their child. So as a parent does that, we have to do it with God. The parent is the parent of, and the child is the child. God is God, and we're God's children, for lack of a better term, even though we are adult grown people. So I'll pause.
That sounds great, but I heard you say they must get to know God. How can a person, and I want you to really hone in on this, how can a person wake up in the morning and say, oh, I'm going to get to know God, and he gets his clothes on and he walks out the door walking down the street? I know that's not what you're referring to. I hope it's not. When you say get to know God, can you reiterate on that? Because like I just said, no one's going to find God like that. What are some of the ways that a person can do or must do in order to get to know God? I'm thinking of one that probably doesn't involve that person, but what is something that a person can do if they want to get to know God? Because you know what, I've never heard that, but I think you might be onto something. And it involves the outside component. How can a person just wake up in the morning and say, oh, I'm going to get to know God? Talk to us about that. Clear that, please.
Yes. Perhaps the easiest way to get to know God is through reading the Bible, the Holy Bible. Reading the Holy Bible, one can get to know God, come to know God, and get to know who God is. And the Bible, we know the Bible has 66 books in it that have different subject matters in those books. So that's one. And for those who may be challenged by reading, they can get Bible audio tapes and listen to the audio tapes. And so that's one measure. The next measure would be the get someone who's a teacher, who's knowledgeable, who knows God and can teach a person about God. And the third way that comes to mind is through prayer, me having a talk with God, not knowing who he is, but just seeking him through prayer, seeking him, means searching for him through prayer, having a talk with him and so forth and so on. But I encourage the first, the Bible or audio version of it, then one who teaches, and then, of course, a third option would be consideration of prayer, having a talk with God.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. But you know what? I'm going to place my bet on, I think you're number three, prayer, because I don't know anyone that's going to get up and, okay, I'm opening the Bible, but I'm going to start reading it. That's a big, thick book. How do they know where to start? Oh, I think I'll go to Genesis. Oh, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Okay. But when we talk about principles that are going to make a person not think about guzzling down a quart alcohol, someone that is not thinking about maybe going out and kill three people, you have killers sitting up in some of our places of worship, not right now, but they'll probably be there tomorrow. So if we're talking about a person getting to know God, no one's going to wake up and say, oh, well, I think I'm going to get to know God. I don't care if he didn't shot 10 people down, mama just died, daddy just walked out from a family of 10. They're not going to do that. And our society has already proven that. And then I'm thinking, well, you know, can I just wake up and say, oh, yeah, I see that man going down. Say, hey, excuse me, sir, do you know how to teach me the Bible? Can you share with me how I must get to know God? Nobody in their right, evil, goodness of righteousness mind is going to get them, oh, yeah, well, you know, I done did all I wanted to do. Now I'm going to go try and find God. That is not the way it goes. You know, there's always got to be something inward that happens. And it doesn't mean or have any meaning on being predicated on anything outside of them, because the Bible says, whom God draw, he calleth. And if he calleth these people, he's going to be waiting to choose them for an assignment. So I don't think anyone is just going to wake up and say, yeah, let me go find God. Where are they going? Churches shut down. Ministers are displaying all kind of unholiness and on social media and these other ones. How do they know that's for real? You know this is for real. If you get down on your knees and you go to God, God, here I am. Change me. Here I am. I don't want to be like this anymore. Here I am. I need you in my life. Here I am. I want you to call me and serve me so that I'll be able to serve you. But God, I know you can do all those things. So I'm not thinking of a person just, I'm going to get up and go try to find God. Tell them to stop wasting their time. That's not going to work. And the secondary of this is that, okay, anybody looking for God, they don't have to find God. God will find them. And that is in the way of ministry, ministerial work. He's always used Jesus Christ's model. And that was to, number one, Jesus, the leader, the one who would start it all. He himself made it his business to go out, go out walking here, walking there, walking here, walking there. And he called people to him. So there's got to be a calling from the voice of God for anyone, fallen, dirty, evil, sin-laden man does not have it in him. Jeremiah 10:23 says it does not belong to man who is walking upon the earth to direct his own step. That means direct his mouth, direct his step, and direct a will that is bent toward finding and serving a God that he hopes will hear his prayer. That is what that means. So if we're talking about, oh, my God, I got to get to God, you're going to, hey, y'all, I know y'all on this line listening. You have got to have a teacher. They call Jesus Christ the great teacher. He is supposed to be teaching those with a heart that is bent toward God. Whether you know anything about him or not, he done seen him, he done been with him face to face, I could keep going in that trajectory. So let's make it clear now. This is what places and houses and buildings of worship was all about. When Jesus Christ called the ones he picked, he already knew it was something about their heart, because the Bible says out of the heart come reasonings and all manner of all things bent toward man. Out of the heart. Out of the heart. You can go in prison and get a killer in there and say, oh, well, you know, he has a good heart. But now that heart has got to be trained untoward God, because Jesus Christ also said, out of the heart come wicked reasonings. Oh, well, you know, I'm going there because this, this, and that. Yeah, well, I thought I had this, this, and that. You know what? God and the Spirit of his Son, Christ Jesus, call us all. So it would make good sense to me, just like Jesus going around on the outside of a building, calling the disciples one by one. It's the same thing today. The scripture says nothing has changed. God has not changed anything that he has put in the hearts of man to be and to do. So now, hey, all y'all ministers, are you walking on the outside of your building looking for people that are looking for God? Now, we got to say that's probably the best way, because Jesus did it, and he sent them people that later became apostles. He sent them out two by two looking. How you going to get in a building and open the door, keep it closed, and you pray some sheep-like ones, or people getting ready to kill themselves, people starving to death on the floor of their apartment? How is they supposed to get up out of all these churches, all these denominations, all these people? And I swear, every one of these ministers is just about saying something different. How you know what is right? How you know that's the way to go? How do you know that God has called you to walk into a church that's supposedly be on the outside calling others? How you know that? You don't know. That's why now the skin has been put back on the teeth of those that have said, God called me. What he called you to do? I don't want to get into that. But how in the world is that going to happen? So if a person wants their prayers to be answered, and we've covered this, you better start praying. You better start praying hard. You may not know the right words. You may not even know a God that has been called like no other God. You may not know all of that, but one thing you know, the Bible says, come on, in Genesis, let us make man in our image. So something has been put in you that means you are to hold up both hands and utter a prayer wish. So now let's get back to this. Why does God not hear my prayer? You ain't been taught right. You haven't been taught for him to hear it. How is he going to hear your prayer and you don't even know him? So Colonel Harrison, can we say that our ministerial body, the great crowd, The Bible says with no number, and I've seen a great crowd. Them people have been taught. Who should the teachers be on earth? All the massive people shooting, killing. All I heard even this morning. What should they do? Why does God not hear my prayers? Have you been taught? Where are the teachers at, Colonel Harrison? I know you're a minister, and I know you probably have some kind of institution where you people go out knocking on doors, rattling alley gates, going into hospitals. I just found out some of these people, and we know who they are, the ones that knock on the doors, they now in the hospitals. They done got some kind of something. They're going to the hospitals. Doctors say they ain't going to bother them. Doctors say they're going to step aside. They coming in the hospitals with prayer. So if all these people not really teaching people how to pray, why to pray, when to pray, open my knees and laying in my bed, why them people? I don't even have to call their name because all y'all on this show listening know exactly the sect that got enough guts and courage to do it. Doctors won't even question them. They're going right in, right up in there praying. Now, that sounds like to me a good idea. Somebody don't want that they're too scared to knock on the door. Going into a hospital. Call some of them up, see if you can get in there. Going into the nursing home. I used to do that. Going in the nursing home. Some of these people claim that they call is nothing. Call to do what? Look good? Go be in a coffin before 2099. Colonel Harrison, what can you say to that? Why does God not hear my prayers? These ain't been taught to pray. Oh, yeah, just go in and pray. What you going to say? How you going to do it? Help us out, Colonel Harrison.
Yes, the ones charged by God, according to the Bible, to interact with others who don't know the Lord and perhaps want to pray, want to learn how to pray or whatever, should be preachers, ministers, evangelists, missionaries. In addition to that, when one is under a tutelage of that sort, they learned how to have a sincere talk. Prayers have a sincere talk with God. It's just having a conversation with God, and it's an earnest conversation with God. And God doesn't hear the prayer of those who not praying for things that are in agreement with God's will for their lives. Our prayers have to be in agreement with God's will for our lives. So that's why it's important that we have this prayer, we have this talk, we have this conversation with God. And God, as you said earlier, Dr. Compatina, will make himself known. He will reveal himself through dreams, vision, or revelation to people. And he will communicate what it is he wants them to do. A lot of people want to do what they want to do. We were birthed for a purpose. Because we were made, as you said earlier, in the image and likeness of God in the book of Genesis. So each of us have an assignment because God has a plan for our lives. So our lives are not just solely our own. We belong to God. So we have to establish that relationship through prayer. Once we do, then God hears the prayers of those who are righteous and earnestly and sincerely call upon him according to God's will for their lives.
Oh, my, that is so very true. But, you know, I was just sitting here listening to you thinking about this thing called prayer and what is that about? Do I have to pray? Why should I? We already said, I think 3 weeks ago, that a prayer, the act of praying, is a solemn, it's just a solemn request to God. The Psalm 83:18, God, if I ain't got nothing to ask for, if I think I'm all right, if my stomach ain't hurting, then I might feel ain't nothing for me to do. But we know prayer is also an act of glorifying God. Glorifying God. Oh, holy God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, you wonderful, magnificent God. You this God, you that God. It is the act of glorifying God. And I don't know anybody or neither have I seen anyone. So I'm getting ready to pray, and they don't lift their hands up. They don't put their hands, their arms up in the air. Just sit up there, hands in the lap. Oh, yeah, 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 God. No, 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 God. When our prayers are uttered, the main reason should be to glorify God, not begging. Many others, ministers, gurus, whatever else they call themselves, oh, yeah, go on to God. Oh, yeah, go on to God. Yeah, 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 go on to God. Don't send no beggars to God. My father said that. There's a lot of them. McLaughlin, I could name them. Brother, I could name 100 of them. Well, you know, not right off the bat. He would tell them, stop sending people on their knees to ask God this, ask God that. Don't make people go to God begging. He said he accused them ministers of sending them to God to beg. And of course, I thought of that because, you know, I was in another faith. Stop sending people, all of you ministers, on under the sound utterance of my voice. Stop sending people to God to beg. Don't turn people into beggars because you're not glorifying God. And he started them off, and another group started them off. Praise God. Say hallelujah to God. Thank God for this. Thank God for that. Thank God for what you want, but you don't even have it yet. Thank him for that. That's glorifying him. And it's also giving God the idea that he can do it. He's a can-do God. I will if I want to. I know how to bless you if I see the need to. Stop it. I'm saying it now. After my father's gone, stop making beggars out of your church members. I don't know why I'm even going here. Stop it. Stop sending them to God to beg, because if they really worshiping, hoping in God and living pleasing to a God, you ain't got to ask him for nothing. You already got it. Before you get off your knee, there it is. He know what you need. Now, like I just said, the Bible has not changed on that. But don't run around hound-dogging God, and you are not attempting to glorify God with a prayer. So why does God not hear my prayers? Number one, and glorifying. And another thing I think Colonel Harrison mentioned before, these people want to tell God what to do. They ain't worthy in his name. So people say, oh, yeah, you know what, I'm praying for so-and-so, and I'm praying for so-and-so. And a lot of churches that I've heard that people said, they're not asking you to pray for nobody. They don't know what them people is doing. When Jesus said, pray you one for another, it was 12 standing there. He wasn't talking about all of them on the outside, hope-mongering every chance they get, begging for everything they think they need. I could go on with that. No, that's not what like this is a man upstairs meant. They're not worthy. They don't have it in their spirit to even get up and walk to the corner and look for a church, Colonel. You know, you said it. Go find. They're not of that. They're not of that. Bishop Mary said God is looking for somebody to kill. I said, oh, my God, I didn't think you said that. He said, yeah, yeah, they in God's way. And I don't really know what he meant by that, but to say God is looking for somebody to kill, you know what? In 2022, it sure looked like it to me. Other reasons we could chat on, why does God not hear my prayer? I tell you what, they're asking for things not in his will. Not in harmony with what God wants. They're not obeying anything they heard about God. You know what Bishop used to say, and I don't Bishop Man's hallelujah, I don't know why I'm on you this morning. He said an African that don't have a Bible, he don't know how to read or write, especially English. He said, but somehow they know how to obey God. He said, you go over there and they got shrines to God and they have some kind of ceremonies, these Africans. He's talking about them because everybody at that time in his church was, that was coming out on a regular basis, was black. So it looks like, Colonel Harrison, we have a lot to do here. We got a lot. And especially since Jesus said, no one comes to the Father except through me. How you going to get there? You flesh and blood, and that's a supernatural spirit. No, how you going to get to prayer? You're going to get to him, but he says, nobody comes to the Father except through me. So he's going to examine you, what you're doing, what you're not doing. Should his Father waste his time with you? Jesus, everyone that he called, I don't have to tell you about him. So he sure must have had some good ones there. Only one he told him to get out the way. Them other ones, they stayed to the death. Oh, I was crying. I heard somebody talk about all the 11 of them. They cold-blooded. They didn't go back home for a fish sandwich. They didn't try to go shopping for a week. I haven't heard of one take a vacation. Hey, y'all out there, you better get real. Stop playing the fool. It's not going to get you anywhere. You want to know anything about God? I tell you what. Study those 11. And if they didn't do it, you didn't hear that they did it, you should not be doing it. You're not going to escape. No one comes to the Father. You can forget it. You tell you what, you want your prayers answered? Get worthy. Get worthy in his name. Stop going around living your life a lie. Some of us already know what this God, what that Colonel Harrison said, open the Bible or start reading the Bible. Really? Hey, we got to get real. You're not going anywhere. Don't believe anybody say you are. You're not going. No one comes to the Father except through me. Colonel Harrison, is that the message you're going to preach tomorrow in your church?
Not quite, but that will be included in the message, encouraging people to pray, encouraging people to establish a right relationship with God, and encouraging people to get in harmony with God, and encouraging people to be obedient once they get in harmony with God, to be obedient to his holy words, and those kinds of instructions, because each person is accountable for their own life and relationship with God. I can't establish their relationship, neither can you, Doc. They have to establish their own relationship with God, and they have to go through God's Son, Jesus Christ. There's no other way. Jesus is the only way, God's only begotten Son.
But they got to come through you and I to learn how to approach God, obey God, walk mm-hmm. with God, talk mm-hmm. with God in the name of Jesus. There is no other way. Hallelujah. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Global Vision for Living today. We're going to have part four because we're going to really get down to the prayer. Who's supposed to be praying and why? God bless you all. Have a great weekend. Thank you again for tuning in.